Topic 3. Three categories of information and related concepts. I am dividing information into three broad categories, which are 1. Original information, 2. Common knowledge, and 3. Common knowledge within a specialized field. These categories are important because they generally have different citation requirements and different needs for supporting evidence. This will become apparent after you have read this topic. Subtopic: the opposite of common knowledge, original information. Original information is not common knowledge, and if you created it, it is necessary to provide all the supporting evidence you have to convince the readers of its validity. If you obtained the original information from published sources, such as from scientific journals, you must credit the authors using an appropriate citation style. This is required even if you do not use any quotes or paraphrases. Even if you learned the original information several years ago, you still must credit the original source. In what sources are you most likely to encounter original material, and where are you most likely to encounter material classified as common knowledge? You are most likely to encounter original material that requires citations in academic journals, such as for biology, chemistry, physics, psychology, sociology, history, etc. Sometimes you might come across original material in web-based articles and videos. This is especially the case if you are using Google Scholar as a search engine. You are most likely to encounter material that is considered common knowledge, or common knowledge within the specialized field in one or more of the following: encyclopedias, almanacs, dictionaries, general reference books, magazine articles, and how-to books. Reference books that relate to a specific discipline, specialized field, or trade. Web-based instructional articles and videos, especially when they relate to do-it-yourself projects, or formal or informal courses. General and elementary textbooks, and textbooks that relate to a specific discipline, specialized field, or trade. Subtopic: original material might eventually become common knowledge. Original material often becomes common knowledge over time. Similarly, technical, scientific, and other specialized material might become common knowledge within a specific field over time. For example, if you were writing about airplanes in 1905, you would have to credit the Wright brothers, because that was original material at that time. However, if you are writing about airplanes in 2016, you are dealing with common knowledge. If your document were technical, you would be dealing with common knowledge within a specialized field. In either case, you do not have to credit sources, assuming you are not paraphrasing or quoting. Subtopic: when your writing contains material that does not require citations, you might inadvertently deceive your readers. When you are writing about material that does not require citations, your readers might think that the material you are writing about represents your original theories, concepts, or creations. This might confuse your readers, or may even give the impression that you are trying to deceive them. This is probably less likely to happen if your writing contains common knowledge, and more likely to happen if it contains common knowledge within a specialized field. This problem can be avoided with the ideas presented in the following three paragraphs. One of the simplest ways of avoiding the problem described above is to use the conventional citation strategy. Another alternative is to refer your readers to relevant sources for additional and supporting information. If your document contains original material that you devised, you should make it clear to your readers what statements in your document represent your original ideas, theories, or techniques. This will make it easier for the readers to become aware of the material that you did not create. A good strategy that I often use when dealing with common knowledge is to mention the name of the individual that created the theory, concept, or technique without mentioning any published sources. This is convenient when I did not use any published sources in the first place. For example, if I use E equals MC2 to derive another equation, I state, with Einstein's equation, E equals MC2, I derive the following formula, using the mathematical manipulations shown below. Subtopic: the school environment and citation requirements. Instructors often devise their own rules for citation requirements. The rules can vary from one instructed to another, and even from one assignment to another, and they are usually focused on one citation style. If you are a student, you should obviously follow the rules provided by the instructors for school assignments. The most restrictive rules can require citations for almost every statement written by a student. This can be quite dysfunctional, and it can prevent students from using their creativity, knowledge, experience, and any academic expertise they may have obtained. Some instructors, especially with essays, might allow students to use generally accepted rules and strategies used by professional writers and publishers. Rules of this nature do not require citations for common knowledge, if there is no paraphrasing or quoting involved. These rules should always be used outside of the school environment. This is because they allow the writer to exercise creativity and pass on their knowledge and experience to their readers. Subtopic: going beyond common knowledge and common sense to write a document, solve a problem, or obtain a goal. People frequently say use common sense, or that problem can be solved with common sense. Techniques 9 and 10 ultimately represent two categories of common sense and two categories of common knowledge. New inventions, theories, concepts, ideas, and truly original writing are sometimes created with commonly used reasoning strategies and common knowledge. This usually represents the simplest and best starting point to write a document, solve a problem, or obtain a goal. However, sometimes the simple strategies do not produce satisfactory results. When this is the case, try progressively more complex strategies until you obtain success or determine that the objective is not feasible. Many of the techniques in this ebook go beyond simple common sense, such as experimentation, reasoning based on cause and effect, and inductive and deductive reasoning. The idea to keep in mind is to use whatever works well for you and the people around you in a specific situation. Additional and supporting information from web-based sources. Video: difference between common sense and science. Video: common sense is worthless in science. The limitations of common sense approach. Science and Common Sense, John Ogburn, Institute of Physics, London. Web-based articles for additional and supporting information for the material presented in this chapter. Expert opinion or common knowledge? Common language versus specialized language. Mariana Konka. Linking specialized knowledge in general, knowledge and ecolexicon, Pamela Faber, Antonio San Martin. Specialized discourse and knowledge, Toine Van Dijk. The dynamic nature of common knowledge. Franklin Style Manual, using APA Style 6th ed. If you want to go to Chapter 12 of this ebook, left-click on the following link: www.techfortext.com web link.